Carbon is the most vital element for living things, because all living organisms are constructed from compounds of carbon. Structures as diverse as the cell membrane, the bark of a tree, the lens of the eye, and the white of an egg are composed of carbon compounds. Carbon, combined with hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen in many different quantities and geometric arrangements, results in approximately 1.7 million compounds. One of the most significant properties of carbon is its ability to form chains very easily by lining carbon atoms up one after another. Some carbon compounds' molecules consist of just a few atoms. Others contain thousands or even millions. Also, no other element is as versatile as carbon in forming molecules with such durability and stability. Carbon is unique among the elements in the number and variety of the compounds which it can form. Over 250,000 have already been isolated and described. But this gives a very imperfect idea of its powers, since it is the basis of all forms of living matter. Science today is still unable to fully understand the capacity of the carbon atom. In laboratories, new compounds are produced every day. Currently, it is possible to talk about almost 2 million compounds. As it is known, the carbon atom is capable of forming approximately 1.7 million compounds. While the other elements can form a total of 300,000 compounds, carbon, in an extraordinary manner, is able to form 1.7 million just on its own. In conclusion, the carbon atoms form 85% of all known compounds. The question of how the carbon atom first came into existence leads us to another miracle. The carbon atom forms through a series of nuclear reactions in the center of giant stars. However, these reactions have such delicate physical balances that despite being a materialist himself, even the renowned British astronomer Fred Hoyle, who discovered this, was unable to refrain from saying that a superintellect had intervened in physics. God has created the universe with a flawless harmony. In referring to a superintellect, Hoyle admits the manifest existence of God.